20 years ago, this table was $5,500.
$5,500? Oh my God. I mean, it's a nice table, but.
That's all inlaid.
What's the loudest you're gonna talk? That's not loud.
How'd you behave yourself?
If you're really excited. Talk about Jim Zahner flying upside down.
Well, we did a little of that.
Who's Jim Zahner?
Jim Zahner?
Friend of mine. He was a crop duster.
Okay. They grew up together and they are
out in Texas.
Oh.
And he's got about 1,200 jumps.
Like skydiving jumps?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was watching some video the other day of some guy. He was talking about how he had thousands of skydive jumps, but he was trying to jump out of a hot air balloon. And the whoever was taking them up, the pilot was like, absolutely no way. You're going to kill everyone on board if you do that. I don't know why, but he was very insistent, though. He's like, I've done a lot of jumps, so I know. But I feel like if you've done a lot of jumps, I feel like you wouldn't treat your pilot like that. Where you're like you're better than them, you know? What do I know? I'm not a pilot.
Out of a basket?
Yeah, like a hot air balloon basket.
I suppose
yeah.
It would tilt badly.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially if he was a good-sized guy.
And he was just like, he was like a normal-sized adult man, you know, yeah.
And dump the people out the other side.
I suppose, yeah.
But you can get 3 or 4 or 5 people in a basket.
So that's what I thought. It was like a big-sized hot air balloon, so I would have thought.
Because I had one in my hangar for several years.
Did you fly a hot air balloon?
Uh-uh.
No, just had it just for fun.
I had a 170 Cessna plane for about 12 years.
I've had a, let's see, I'm trying to think of anything I've had for 12 years. I think I've had a pair of shoes made. No, not even that. That's incredible. That's what an interesting thing to have for so long.
I only made one jump, and that was, well, Jim, we were up in Alexandria, and he said, let's go, because he was already looking for a crop duster. He wanted to be a crop duster. So we went down to the cities and found Twin Eagles Skydiving Club on the other side of St. Paul. And I jumped off of a barrel about 4 or 5 times. That was my training. And
well, what do you need? You gotta just jump. Yeah.
I climbed in and they were flying a 170, went out the door on. And I was the first one out. So
for your first time?
Yeah.
So
that seems like a bad idea.
It wasn't
so
bad.
You don't have time to get scared.
I stuck my feet out in the wind and they went boom back and I thought, oh shit. You had to step down on the because your wheels are up there. So I had to step down on the tire and then grab the wing support.
Yeah.
And so okay. Put it out. Well, that wasn't so hard. And then pushed myself out, looked back up at the plane, and he opened the chute right away because I only jumped out at 2,500 feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then from then on, by the time before I got to the ground, I was pulling that thing and coming in circles and stopping. Just the old-fashioned chutes with a slit out of it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And trouble is, when I hit the ground, I didn't do it right, and I fell on top of my old ankle and broke it.
Oh, no.
And
but you survived, obviously. So, I
survived.
Mean, that's good.
And went to work.
And went to work? What, like right after?
Well, no, we went by our boss's office, told him I didn't think I was going to make it to work because I sprained my ankle. Then we went to her place, as before we were married, and her roommate was a nurse, and she said, we're taking you over.
She took one look at his foot and said, to the hospital we go.
Yeah, it's all the bones sticking out.
No, it wasn't.
No. She
out.
Just knew.
Just, yeah, nurse, yeah, right? Well, yeah,
so we went to North Memorial Hospital, and then they couldn't cast it. This was on a Sunday, so they couldn't cast it because it was so swollen because I walked on it.
Well, you had things to do, I guess, right? Yeah.
And then they let me out on Wednesday, and they said, well, only if you go home and stay in bed and keep it elevated. I said, okay. It was on Wednesday. They casted it in the morning. I got out at her apartment, got on the phone, called the shop. I was working for a shop in South Minneapolis, installing flooring. Lined up a job out in the diner in a basement in the new house with patterns in it. So it was stuff, you know, that the average installer would have trouble with and just did it by the job. You know. And then I called my brother, younger brother, and he came down that day, and Thursday morning we started the job. Friday I finished, but then I came back to their apartment, and I looked, and I was black and blue all the way up my leg. it got so tight that it's like, oh, I could have lost my leg.
Yeah, right.
He ended up in the bed. And
so I stayed.
My roommate was a nurse. She took one look at it, disappeared, and come back with bunches of egg ice cubes. And she packed him in well.
So then I didn't
sit down.
Then I didn't do anything for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Then I got a walking cast on and I went up north of Brainerd and did Formica countertops for 3 weeks up there.
Jan, give me this. Jan, give me that.
You can do it with a walking cast.
No. Sure, yeah.
Well,
that's one way to start.
Yeah.
Well, we're with my parents.
Right, that's a good thing to know. This is episode 17 of the Musso's podcast.
Roger Musso. The reason the I'm probably Musso. So crazy, I think. And my mom, Jan, with two N's.
Yeah.
I should have known that when I was forging letters to get out of school because I kept only putting one N on and that's how I got caught.
And then he wanted to know why I did it. I said, because there were umpteen Jans in my class.
Yeah. Well, and how else are you supposed to catch your kid when he's
Jennifer,
trying to skip school?
Janet, Jane, all those people use Jan for a short.
Right. So, yeah, you got to differentiate yourself. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was two Terrys in my house growing up because I'm a junior. And so, yeah, it's one. I was no longer Terry then. I was then junior exclusively. Oh. So, yeah. Sometimes you just have to change things up. So, we're coming up on what, 25
years this month?
25 years of the cafe. So I think that's a huge reason why we've forced you guys to sit down and do this with us. Is because we want to go back 25 years, reminisce about those early days at the cafe and all the whatever hijinks your son would have gotten up to at that time.
Well, let's see. He came home and wanted to know if we'd help him build something. And Roger,
oh, God.
Without thinking, said, sure. What's up? Well, he says, I want a coffee house.
At first, he says you want to build something, and you think, like, a shelf for, you know.
A tree for.
Actually,
yeah.
He had a building picked
up. He told me what he wanted to do and where it was, and I didn't have the area right. And I said, I don't know about that area. So come back a couple weeks later, right?
Yeah.
I said, how's it coming with your thing? Oh, you said it wasn't a good area. I said, well, let's should go look, you know.
Good idea.
So we drove over to where it was, and I said, oh, this ain't the area I was thinking. That's not too bad.
Not so, too bad.
And so what was your initial thoughts about this idea of him opening up a cafe? Because, I mean, it's worked out in hindsight, but, I mean, that's a pretty big...
Well,
big idea.
That's what he wanted to do.
So,
and I
yeah.
thought, well, and then he wanted to use the little bit of college money we'd put away. And he'd only went to one quarter, so I said, okay. So he used his college fund to start the coffee house.
That college fund, in equivalent, though, would probably get you like 1 year today.
It would buy you a coffee machine.
Yeah.
And your little sister was on your side.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Maybe didn't know it, but she kept saying, Jason's not going to go back to school. He's dumb.
So not really on his side.
Well, I think she was. I think she knew it wasn't the place for him.
Yeah, she knew his limitations.
She is.
Yeah.
She graduated as a teacher, but she's not.
She knew. No way. No way.
Not happening. I don't even think I totally even knew you had a sister. I think this is actually the first I'm really hearing about this now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, she's married to Chris Eddy, who worked at the cafe for 13 years.
Oh.
And he's the one who did all the computer stuff, and that's why the security code is still headlock. Because when he left... It stayed the same.
Yeah. Well, it's a good enough Wi-Fi password.
It's good enough.
If you're curious, for
nobody
those listening
knew
at home,
how to change it.
Not knowing how to change it is a good reason to keep it, I think. Yeah. And so I know, Jason, you've mentioned to me before, I don't think we've mentioned on this podcast, but you and Roger, you had done all the stone tile, or not the stone, all the tiling around the back splashes of the kitchen and whatnot. And I guess I'm just kind of overall curious about that initial build-out process.
The build-out.
Yeah.
Well, we started with, you know, I was married to Anne, and we're not married anymore. But at the time, her dad, Warren, was an interesting, fun carpenter guy.
Yeah, kind of.
Built his own house. And so between her dad and my dad, we built this thing. And sometimes there were sludgehammers being used, and sometimes there was...
Well, it was a photography place with photography rooms.
Oh, when we bought it, it was True Reflections Photography.
So what was the state of the inside at that point then? Like, was it like clean and nice then?
Oh yeah, I mean, it was perfect. Yeah, it was okay.
Basically gutted it.
Yeah, we just came in with sludgehammers and just ripped all the electrical, all the plumbing, everything out.
Yeah, because I can't imagine any of that would be.
We pulled out all the walls, took off all the sheetrock, pulled all the nails, recycled all the lumber. Actually, one wall we cut with a sawzall or something and cut the nails off and moved one whole wall so we wouldn't have to wreck the sheetrock.
Well, and the floor had a major hump on the sides, and Jason had a cutout, you know, about this wide on either side. It,
like three.
There's bluestone foundation in there, and it had settled over that, literally, and pushed
bluestone
the floor
doesn't
up.
Move.
So floors you couldn't have tiled work. It with 12 by 12 tile over that hump. I mean.
Yeah, we did a lot of.
So Jason saw it. Actually, you sawed it all out.
That's true. And then,
we leveled it with 3/4 inch plywood and then put down cement board into thin set and mud and come from there.
So it was three of you in total or how? Or?
Well, it was Anne's family and her brother. And then me and my parents. And then my uncle came up.
Dean came up and helped with the one wall.
Dean helped. He did the kitchen wall.
He was a tile setter, too.
My brother.
Anne's cousin was a sheet rocker. He came and he had the stilts and he ran around and did the taping and mudding.
Oh, so it ended up being, it's a big team effort.
It was a family affair.
Yeah.
If you notice the bar, all the coffee beans, there's a bunch of names in there. And Barry Percola drew that design and we built that bar and poured the epoxy, and then we wrote names of a bunch of people that helped. So there's all these little names in the bar.
Little white writing on a bean.
So if you see Raj, that's my dad. Okay, you know, Jen. Jen's my sister.
Now we know.
Yeah, there's all these names of people that helped, you know.
Okay. Wow.
Well, Jen was still up in Alexandria. She just come up on weekends.
He would call me on Friday morning and say, and give me a list. Bring this.
Actually, my other uncle Dale, as a gift, gave us the facade, the bricks on the front, and he came up with a crew, and a couple people
and he had to tear it apart because I looked at it when he was half done, and I said, wait a minute, that ain't the way you put these up. So he had to take them all down and start over and redo it. But
little brother didn't take kindly. He was being told that by big brother.
So that was a fun thing, except for that part.
Well, yeah, except for that one little thing. I'm sure it was all just easy riding, right? Yeah.
No one stepped on a nail, though. I don't think. If you don't step on a rusty nail, it's a good day.
Yeah, yeah. I that's what I always say.
On a construction site, I did tap into an electrical outlet that was still. When we were pulling out the electrical, and
that was
I did get almost zapped off a ladder.
Off a ladder?
Yeah, someone wanted some power, so they flipped a breaker on, but it was the one I was like, we ripped out all the old electrical, and that one happened to still be live. But I'm still alive.
See, you've had these big mishaps or whatever you call them. And
for whatever reason, I tiled the two bathrooms first. Remember?
No.
Okay. I tiled both bathrooms.
The walls or the floor?
The floors.
Oh, the floor tile.
Yeah, because
so then you have to plan your
I
whole
think because
layout.
They wanted to do some plumbing and stuff in there. So I did the two bathrooms, laid it out because there's some angles on things too.
The building was built before 1900, so there's no square thing. So if you're doing square tile, you have to fake it on every edge and you have to start with something square in your brain and imagine the whole place being square from one spot. And he started with two bathrooms and he had to connect the whole restaurant.
On the other side, I started on the entry side, laying the tile then after I had the two bathrooms in. I laid it out and in my head, every other tile is a different color, right? It's in the checkerboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Pattern. So it's like, did I do this right or didn't I?
And you're going to find out.
And will they line up or won't they?
Yeah.
because I started at the door and went all the way to the bathroom. And if you look at it now, they did. There was no cutting. They fit.
It's a lucky day.
Yeah, so
But I was worried for a couple, 3 days there. Setting the tile.
I like that time though, setting the tile and building the stage. And
it was a 6-week project, 7 days a week.
Was that the whole build out, or was that just
pretty much
the whole build out?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
a
long time. We're a
family that works well together.
Apparently, yeah.
And
well,
most of us know how to swing the hammer.
Yeah, so that really got to help quite a bit.
We did faster things. We built the cabin in the woods
in 4 days.
In 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, let's see. Yeah. Because we went up there on a Friday. And Sunday night, we were done.
And you came back on Monday.
And
it's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah, we made it open and I don't know. How did it end? Let's think. Almost everything we did except for the plumbing and the electrical. And so we weren't able to buy the building for 3 years. So when the plumber came, Butch's dad was a photographer, and the whole basement was full of photography stuff, like scenes, like you'd pull down, you know, like portrait.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
The plumber came in, and he's like, I can't work in this spot. Remember, he was going to quit?
Oh, yeah.
He was going to quit because it was like so much stuff was in the basement. It was to the ceiling.
Oh.
And he was like trying to do plumbing, and it was like there's stuff everywhere.
He had a right to complain,
actually. So he almost
quit
and
Well, he was from Two Harbors.
Well, that'll do it.
No, but he was a good plumber.
He was a good plumber.
Commercial plumber.
Nice guy. And then his son lived above after that later on.
Yeah.
Oh, was the build out of the second floor involved in the build out of the restaurant?
Nope.
Or that was
the
all...
first floor, the middle floor. There's basement floor, top floor. So this was just floor number one.
And then all the rest of it. Oh, yeah, because I knew the studio came.
Because we had to lease it for 3 years, and then we could buy the building.
Right, okay.
Yeah. He probably thought we weren't going to make it, actually. He's like, we'll fix it all up. And then
I kind of intervened.
I don't know why you're letting this kid do this. It's not going to work.
Things are all just wasting time. Work.
I made sure that he had a 3-year lease with an option to buy.
Yeah, that was a lucky deal for me.
But I said, no, wait a minute.
We had our own business
ready
for many years. We knew.
In general.
You do
so,
too.
Well.
You trust people. So, does so many handshake deals. And.
Yeah, but I didn't trust
him. But he knows.
Okay,
he didn't trust
story.
This guy. He's got good instincts.
So I wanted a price firm in a 3-year period.
Mm-hmm.
If he spent all that money in it, it's all in the coffee house. Then he said, I want $100,000 more than I did before because it's worth that.
Right.
And maybe it is, but it wasn't his money, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's beyond my pay grade. I don't.
Well, yeah, it's beyond a 19-year-old pay grade too. So.
Oh yeah, which else is worth noting too? Yeah.
That's the reason that's why that place is still there though, is that kind of help and insight and support.
So wait, when was the actual opening date then?
July 26th.
Oh, so we're ahead of schedule. That's good.
When we finally got open, well, it took a lot longer. We did all our stuff, and then we had to wait for all the licensing, right? And health department and the fire department and all that. And we don't need to throw anyone under the bus, but that took a while.
I remember having grease around the drain and the plumber said, No, leave that. She wanted to clean it. Said, they got to find something.
He said, no.
They
got
to find something. They won't be happy unless they find something.
I said, why? It looks icky. He said, that's why, because they got to find something.
Like, for what reason?
Inspectors.
Just to find.
The inspectors.
And they wanted to find grease?
Well, they wanted to find, they wanted to find something they could put on their notes.
Oh. Well, and if it was too clean, they would have been disappointed?
Well, you wanted something that was, okay, we'll wipe this up. Okay, took care of your problem. Now what?
Oh, okay.
Huh. And that kind of...
It would prove they were there, right?
I guess, yeah.
That was weird. I forgot about that.
Huh. It confused me. I never heard somebody tell me, don't clean it before.
Yeah. Now here we are 25 years later, still being confused. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Well, we had our own business. I was having trouble. I couldn't tell my own people not to clean it.
And he's got a crazy expensive sanitizing washer. Well, it's not a washer.
We don't need to delve into that one.
I don't work at the cafe, but I am aware of this dishwasher and all the issues that it's had. It's quite a
bad history.
Yeah.
We'll try to not. It's working. Let's not jinx it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, dude, you shouldn't have said that, because what if it jinxes it now?
This is wood.
Is this wood?
I hope so. It is. Yeah, it's all inlaid wood. That's why Dad got so crazy about this table. Someone, carved all these little things. It's all inlays. He went nuts for it. Because, after you do carpet and tile and intricate designs, I think your mind starts thinking in this kind of detail. Imagine.
It was on the top of a mountain on the Isle of Capri. That's where it was.
That's where they made them. Yeah. Where is that? Mountain of Capri?
Isle of Capri.
Isle of Capri?
That's an island. It's an Italian.
It's a huge mountain. Mountain right in the middle.
Italian island.
Wow. Italian island? Okay.
And he saw this table and that was it.
It's a gorgeous table.
The trouble is we had an hour because the bus went up the mountain. And... had to decide if you want it or don't want it. And when you're going to spend that kind of money on a table, it's like...
It was not cheap.
Yeah, because...
Let's put it this way. It's the very most expensive souvenir we ever brought back.
Well, that's
adding all the rest together. Yeah. But I have to admit, it's tough because that's how many years.
So I put it on a credit card, and which was the thing to do because actually they called me right away. Did you spend this and that?
Surely not.
Surely not.
But it came a couple of weeks later and all crated up really good.
Wow. And so these people kept telling us it was the smartest thing we did. Then we had proof for one thing that we bought it and paid for it there.
Oh, sure.
I had never thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, with the credit card, I see what
with
you're
the
saying.
Credit card, verify. Yeah.
Because otherwise
it's not stolen.
I don't. You went to Italy and spent how much on a table?
Yeah. That is. I remember when you guys bought this. I'm like, what?
Well, I came in home in shock. I said, I can't believe I did that. And his mom said, you can't believe you did what? I said, bought that table chair. She said, why not? It's really pretty. And Roger was going to tell her what. We paid, and I went,
don't save anything.
No. If you have a carpet store, you don't even have a new carpet or anything. It's like you live in a $1,000 house, but you buy a $7,000 table. They bought their house for $1,000.
Seriously? That's impressive.
His dad wanted the house.
I only got 5.5 acres with it.
Boy.
His dad wanted that second farm real bad, and we were looking for a place. Now, you take in mind, though, that it had a stool downstairs and a sink in the kitchen. No shower. No bathtub. No,
you're thinking of your folks.
Well, that, too, was just as bad. Where was there a shower? Oh, in the basement.
No, in the bathroom.
Yeah, we put it in.
No.
How old was that house?
The addition was built in 1897.
The addition.
Wow. The addition was built.
We have no idea how old it is, but it was rock.
Oh, okay. So
it was rock foundation,
Fieldstone, and it's chiseled in the fieldstone, so the date.
For the addition.
And then there weren't any other, I suppose.
It was a lovely old house.
Well, there was a barn and a granary. And
then a few acres, you said, right?
Well, his dad was a farmer.
I don't know. For some reason, I wanted 5 acres.
But he didn't want another house.
Oh, sure. Right.
And he didn't want to play landlord. And we were looking for a place to live up in that area. We'd had enough of Minneapolis.
But we rented it for a year or so, $25 a month.
Good Lord.
We got it and we fixed everything.
Yeah, you had to put some work behind it.
I mean, if the wind came right, whatever side it came from, the windows leaked. So if it started raining and the wind picked up, you went and grabbed the old bath towels and started.
Oh, sure.
So even going farther back before you bought your $1,000 house and got out of Minneapolis, you were in Minneapolis, or you were in Alexandria where we grew up, or Lehigh Valley, I guess, and you were working, and then you moved to Minneapolis. Tell that story.
When I was in high school, they had a part-time training program.
You should still do that.
I had an ag class in my first year, and then I had a shop class as well. And on my junior year, we built a house. And me and another guy built the cabinets for it. It was 3 hours a day. It was a three-hour-a-day class. And then I don't know how I got tied up into it, but the guy that started the Alec Tex College, he came to me and took me down to Inkston. Wow, I talked to him, and I don't remember how he connected with me, but I went and interviewed, and I went to work as an apprentice for Inkstrom's Furniture and Alec, and the installer took me on as an apprentice. So I worked an average of 30 hours a week in my senior year.
Oh, is that in addition to classes, or is that?
Yeah.
Just, okay.
Yeah, and I was getting 75 cents an hour.
That was big boom.
That was good because everybody else was only getting 65 cents an hour.
Oh, so yeah, you're really making the big bucks.
But then after 3 years, I was getting $1.25 an hour. I thought, I went to Bud. I said, Bud, I want a buck and a half. You know, he's not, can't do it. I thought, oh, wait a minute. You're getting $1 a foot for tile. I can do a tile job in about a day and a half for 100 feet. That's $100. You're paying me about $20. Now, wait a minute. You can. And he said, nope, can't do it. So I packed up my tools, put them in the trunk of the car, and I drove to Minneapolis. I was a dummy when it comes. I didn't know anything about Twin Cities, right? Got to Seven Corners. I knew I was in Minneapolis.
Was there a freeway even? There's no freeway.
No, probably. Highway 55 came right into. Yeah, I went up Highway 55.
Yeah. And so how old are you at this point then when you're moving to Minneapolis?
I was 20.
20? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving from the country to the big city. And
yeah. Yeah, I was 20.
Acclimate to all that.
So I went to work for a place in North Minneapolis. Well, Sunday, I went to employment service. I thought, you know, they can find it. We don't know how to find a job for a floor layer. I thought, okay. No. So I got on the phone Monday morning, and I think I must have looked in the yellow pages and found shops. And I went to work for Matthias and Peters. I don't even know where their shop was, but I met the guy. I met another installer that met me on the job, and we did a clipping on the walls of plastic tile. You've probably never seen or heard of plastic tile. But there was a day when they made plastic tile. And he said,
ceramic.
I like working with you. I'll put in a good word for you. But they wouldn't tell me what they're going to pay me. So I talked to Midwest Floor Covering in South Minneapolis, and they told me what wage would be. It'd be like $3.72 an hour compared to $1.25.
Yeah, right.
That was a long time ago. So it was 1963.
Okay.
So I didn't even go back and collect my money from them. I just went to work for Midwest.
Yeah, right. At that point, yeah, you're making so much more. Right?
Well, no, I don't know. They might have paid me. That was reunion. A week later, I seen the bosses. There were three bosses I had. They were out inspecting a job that I'd done. And came and said, go down to the union and tell them you got 4 years experience. Because then you can join as a journeyman.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I did. And they said, no, they can't do that. They got a guy on the bench. Well, he said, don't worry about it. But a couple, 3 weeks after that, I was a journeyman installer.
There you go. So it all worked out. All right.
Down in Minneapolis.
And did you guys meet on a blind date? Is that?
Yep. I had a roommate that
lined up
a blind date. And went to
Gordy and Terry.
Find her, and I went to this house and didn't know who I was looking for. There was a
I think
girl was there, but she looked awful young. And then she came out. And then
I suppose you're the person. Huh?
We went out. I don't know. We went out.
We had a good time.
Had steak or something.
Yeah, your first steak that you liked, right?
Huh?
First steak. Isn't it like you didn't want steak because you grew up on a farm and grandma always burnt it?
Yeah. Grandma always fried it in a pan and it was tough. I didn't even like steak. I said, let's go someplace and have chicken. Good job. Then she talked me into making it a little more rare. And I thought, oh, this is kind of good.
Who knew?
Well, my folks weren't farmers, but they came from farms, both
of
them.
I was going to ask, where were you from? Are you from Minneapolis?
A little town called St. Martin.
Okay. And then when did you get to Minneapolis? And how did
that turn out? Yeah, mention that story. That's even just as good. when you wanted to be, when you went to school to be a hairdresser.
Well, yeah, I wanted to be a hairdresser, and that was the closest school.
But
how old were you when you moved to Minneapolis?
Must have been 17.
17.
On your own?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
My dad didn't raise no chickens. Apparently. He raised tough kids.
Yeah. That's, yeah. There's no denying that. I don't think I'd want to move to Minneapolis by myself now.
Well, to be fair, no, my sister and her husband were down there. My sister was down there already.
Yeah.
And had a steady boyfriend. So there was a help source available.
Yeah, which, that's good. And that's, I mean, I can see why that would help, but I still think, wow, that's mighty impressive.
But you literally went to beauty school.
Yeah.
And then you were a beautician, doing perms and...
Well, and I did well.
Yeah, good.
Until I got to Alec, where everybody hired their daughters.
Pretty much
what it was. Yeah, I worked full-time in the cities. I didn't have any trouble finding a job there. Got to Alec, though, and, you know, well, no, I have so-so. And the names all sounded like they fit together. And I said, and they are... One of them, your daughter? Oh, they're all my daughter.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, I'm not going to find a job doing this. Yeah. So I took online bookkeeping class.
Yeah, yeah. And interior decorating.
Did that online too.
Yeah, not online. Mail, there's way before the online.
We didn't have line online. No, but yeah, she did Chicago School of Interior design.
Mail order. Like the original online class.
Online.
I'd never even heard of mail order classes.
No, me neither. This is the only time ever.
No, so.
Okay, I call it being online, and that's what they're arguing about.
It's close enough. At what point did you all end up this way then? Because even Jason,
he's here. So yeah, is our daughter.
Right, and so were you here first, and then you guys followed, or?
So when I graduated high school, all my bandmates that I was playing with were up here, and I just wanted to be up here. So I'm like, I'm gonna go to college and go to jazz at UMD, and then I wanted a place where I could be loud and not get kicked out, and that's how I ended up living in the place I still live in, because there's this house. We were looking at houses for like 20 to 50,000, and some of them were total.
Oh, we were looking for a place. Well, originally
the cheapest place that I wouldn't get kicked out of, pretty much.
Yeah, that pretty well covers.
Well, okay.
That's good.
We lined up. They rocked.
Oh.
We lined up realtors to show us.
Well, because we were looking at rents, and when you look at rents, rent was so
god awful.
When I bought my house, and these guys helped me do it, it was only $300 a month, and there was 9 roommates, so everyone just paid $100 a month. Oh. And it was like, you know, we all had to sleep in bunk beds, but
yeah, there's only 9 of you.
We drove up and down streets.
Yeah, looking for signs.
We ran across that one because 2 realtors bailed on us. We drove up and down. I think Jason got sick.
Maybe.
Somebody got sick.
Curvy streets.
Well then.
Ran across that one, and the gal came right in, and we looked at it, and we came back following
weekend and bought it.
I don't remember all the details, but it happened pretty quick, and
we bought it, and the guy that had it, he bought it for his daughter to go to school, and she didn't go to school.
She met somebody.
Well, only for a year or something, and then when we bought it, he had to pay me. I got paid to buy his house because he still owed some money for utility.
Oh, okay.
And he'd borrowed all the money to buy the house, so it was...
That's a good deal.
He took over the debt, so then the guy owed him money.
Yeah, it's a weird tale.
I wrote him out a check, and we had the house.
So then the whole band moved in, and then that's when we toured for until I opened the cafe.
So he got that house, and Jen graduated, what, 2 years later?
Well, and then Jen moved up here, like a few years later, and then she went to school up here. That's how we ended up in Duluth, though. I mean, I moved up here, and these guys helped me get a house, and the whole band moved in. And then my sister moved up here, and then these guys were like, oh, the kids are in Duluth. And then they found this place, and then they sold all their other stuff and just moved up here.
That worked out, yeah. I think, too, right? What do you think now that you've, I mean, so the,
well, we didn't move up here right
not
away.
Right away.
Well, we had a, we had two stores in Alec to dispose of first.
Oh, so yeah, to dispose of.
Yeah, throw this away.
Preferably with a profit.
Yeah, preferably. yeah, so yeah, what year was it when you moved up at this point?
About 7 years ago.
Oh, is it that recently?
Yeah, it's recent.
Oh, wow. That's
I mean, we've had this house for almost 25 years.
But you made the full move pretty recently.
Well, first,
it took
first,
a lot to
first
unravel.
Jason lived in it, and then I think Jen and...
In what?
In here.
Oh,
no.
Oh, they did for a while, but Jen and...
Becky lived here, too.
I didn't live here, but had some company parties here.
Well, I call that part of living.
Yeah.
I have to admit, they cleaned up pretty good.
Jeepers.
Like the Bears, huh?
Like the Bears?
Well, before we remodel this and stuff.
Who was it that saw
Becky
just...
and Jen. She was looking out the window and said, oh, what a cute little bear. And Jen was looking out of the dining room window and said, don't look so little to me.
She was looking at Mama.
Bear and a cub.
Becky was
her.
Looking at a pair of cubs.
My sister had a hyperspasm.
Yeah. Mama, they're short circuit.
You got to call you somebody to have them move the bears. And
move the bears.
Chris Handy. Yeah.
Excuse me.
The bears live here. We're just visiting.
Exactly.
That's their house back there, and she just freaked.
Well, yeah. These guys are used to living in the country because, I mean, Dad grew up, you know, my grandpa.
So they did Sandy.
Well, yeah, I guess she did too, but she went to the cities for too long. You ran away from the cities, went back to the country, you know, but, I mean... Dad grew up farming with horses and having an outhouse and really old school living. And then,
yeah.
Like, we had fireplaces and we chopped wood growing up. And Mom had a giant garden. I mean, it's randomly really good help at the cafe because we grew up gardening and...
He knows what fresh food is.
Right, which I can say goes a long way.
Yeah, and we butchered and we had this German family thing where everyone would shoot a deer and we'd go to grandma's house with, and you know, have a cow and some pigs, right? And we'd make sausage and dirt floor smokehouse, and grandma would season the meat and taste it raw, right?
Yeah, that I
needs
could,
a little
that
more
I
of this.
I could not learn.
No, she'd fry raw meat. She'd fry little samplers.
But she would. I'd see her taste it just raw.
She did. She did it all the time.
She did a really good job of that. They made.
She tried to teach me to do it, and all it did was
they
make
made ringer sausage and blood sausage and. Potato sausage.
What was the sausage with the big cow head stirring in the pot? What was that for?
Probably for blood sausage.
Hmm. I never liked blood sausage very much. Or Schwartzauer.
I liked Schwartzauer.
Schwartzauer. That's like a fruit soup with duck blood.
It's got duck blood in it.
Yeah, that's...
Not a lot of duck blood. Well, it's got about a pint of blood.
Your folks are German, and so are my folks, and yet the meals coming from the two houses. About as different as the two grandmas, the way they cook. Not Jason?
Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it German food or is it just German people?
Well, if creaming everything from peas to corn, right? You love creamed peas.
Oh, yeah. They're good
on mashed potatoes.
On mashed potatoes.
If that's not German, I don't know, but that's the German I grew up with.
His mother was closer than my mother. My mother was forever trying to keep Dad's weight in line so the doctor wouldn't scream at him every checkup. So you didn't get cream peas and cream potatoes that often at her home.
It's too much on the old ticker. Yeah.
Grandma was a little round, actually.
Not that bad.
Not too bad. But she did have some big...
My grandma.
Your grandma, I'm talking.
My grandma.
Grandma Rausch was not...
Oh.
No.
Grandma Wusso was...
Yeah, but you don't remember... You don't remember my grandma.
Oh, no, I don't.
She was about as round as she was tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I loved growing up in the country. I loved... We'd get to pick our own veggies, and we'd go get the seeds, and we'd grow them, and I want to grow yellow watermelon, or... I always had lots of rhubarb, and we'd just go cut rhubarb and dip it in sugar and just eat that. That would be our snack. Or we'd have all the peas, and I know I was bad when I was little. I'd just go eat the peas out of the pods and leave them on the vine.
I got a little wild grapes.
Picking wild grapes in the Jeep.
You could fold the windshield out, so you go back, and then they'd be up in the trees and on the fence lines. And we'd pick a lot of
anymore.
Wild grapes, and then Mom would make grape jelly.
And choke cherries.
And choke cherries, yeah.
And ground cherries, which no one knows ground cherries. Ground cherry jam is my favorite.
Being a nod from the audience.
Well, here's somebody, somebody that knows what it is because she's done it.
It's my favorite. Idea. Here's a random cut. Remember when my cat had babies in my bed?
I remember.
Yeah.
That sounds traumatizing.
Not for me. No way.
Jason was only about that big, though.
Oh, so you had a great time with him then.
Oh, yeah.
And
Mom wasn't too happy. Scared me half to death. Middle of the night, he woke up, you know, hit the wet spot, but 2 a.m, I'd say, and he comes screaming into our bedroom. And I thought, oh, God, something happened to Jen.
The middle of his bed was
because she's 2 years younger. He was like 5.
A mess.
A kitten's in a mess.
To say the
that
least.
That is an understatement.
Yeah.
So I scrubbed him up, put him in bed with him, and stripped his bed down to nothing. And
how did the cats do? The
cats did fine.
Yeah?
Good. They had a good mommy.
Good, good.
So that's
and I don't mean me. Good mommy cat. Yeah, she hissed at me every time I touched him.
So that's one fun story. And then one other fun memory I just wanted to have you talk about is the thing I loved is when you guys made the old Volkswagen cars into Rug Bug and Ladybug and the commercial you made. I wish I could get a copy of that.
Yeah, that sounds good. That'd be great to watch.
Do you know about this at all?
Well, that was all.
What year Volkswagen was that?
When they were still
60...
built.
I don't know.
The rounder.
Yeah,
the old bug, you know, with the round headlights.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So we carpeted, you know, carpeted the whole outside.
Oh.
With,
we were a carpet store.
Oh.
And, well, first we had a ladybug.
No, first was a rug bug.
No, first was a ladybug.
Really?
Yeah, it needed a partner. So then we built the rug bug.
I'm mixed up. I never knew. Ladybug was first. So ladybug looked like, you know, like a ladybug. It had like the orangish red carpet with black spots.
That's one way to get rid of
and carpet that was like glued onto the headlights like eyelashes.
Oh my God.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah. But we made a TV ad out of them and they took it. I wasn't even with them. They took them to Lake Carlos whatever. And they made the commercial over there. They had them showing peeking around a tree and then they showed them coming up to each other, and how in the hell they didn't do it. Yeah, I didn't know how they did. They just parked them there and then backed up real fast.
That's
but also when they drove really fast together, they, you know, the Volkswagen bugs, the motors in the back, so the front is the...
Well, they talked to each other.
Yeah, so then they had like friends in the and made the cars talk like, what are you doing? And the other one would go, I'm going to Alexandria Carpet One. And they'd like, we're having this conversation about great carpet deals. Mm-hmm, and then they backed up really fast and zipped away super fast. Like they reversed the film and then sped it up. And it so they made it. It was so cool.
But and then we ran those TV ads then. Then we were in... We run them in parades.
Yep, then there were famous cars.
Oh.
And you could hear the kids because they could see them. They seen them on TV because you could buy primetime TV.
There's only one channel where we grew
channel
up.
Channel 7. And so you could primetime spots were $18.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal.
The best part, they had no other channel.
Right, yeah. I would have thought it would have been a little more just because, you know, it's such an exclusive
spot. They had no
spot.
Other channel. So all the kids were as far as they
so
reached.
Me and Jen got it in the back of each one or whatever, and we got to throw candy.
And when you were going down the parades, because parades would call us and ask us to come up there.
It was fun.
Yeah, and you could hear the kids roaring before we got to them. Because they're for real.
Oh, my God.
Here they come. Because they'd seen them on TV.
The carpet bugs.
Their dreams came true.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the best day of their lives.
It's so yeah. cool.
How did they do, like, long term? Because with, like, weather and things, you know, I mean, I'm sure you didn't take them out in the rain or anything, but
they got wet sometimes, but we tried to avoid the rain.
Yeah,
they were direct glued on there. And mostly contact cement. So they were glued.
They were glued. You washing them's another story.
That's yeah.
Got to bring them to a salon.
Where did you take them? You did have a
I don't think we ever cleaned them.
I think it just rained on them.
Yeah, but it was. We did it for 1 or 2 years.
And we lived on a gravel road.
Yeah,
which I'm sure it was really good for them.
We probably left them at the store. I don't remember.
Yeah, probably.
But we got tired of going to.
Oh,
parades.
We got asked to go yes. see
we could have. We could have. The parades from every town, we could have been at a parade every single weekend all summer long. After a while, that gets old.
I can imagine. Yeah, I don't like parades very much. I wouldn't want to. Yeah.
No.
So when we quit, we just quit.
Maybe yeah. that's why I never wanted to be in the parade. It's like, you guys should have a band and a giant coffee bean. I'm like, I think I did a lot of parades. I don't know.
I seem to have this memory. It's a bug in the carpet, so surely they're not related.
One other random thing I love is your story of the first calculator.
Oh, when we went up to, well, we'd go bowling up in Evansville. They had a calculator, you know.
Like the size of like an iPad almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good
no
size.
No printer on it, nothing. Just
to add numbers, nothing else.
Yeah, but what you could do is you could quickly figure out your selling price and know what your margin was.
Or square footage.
Otherwise, you'd have to do it.
Well, pen and paper.
The hard way.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And so, and that was, oh, I seen that. I had to have one.
That's an understatement.
That's what you're waiting for.
And then what do you have on your watch hand today?
Looks like an oh it's a little calculator. Oh my god.
Then there was a calculator watch, and then never ever has there not been a calculator watch on that wrist that I can remember, except for the time you left in your shoe at the hospital.
Well, that's different. That's
and then you were looking for your watch and you were wondering why your foot hurt, and then you're like, oh, my watch is in my shoe.
Yeah, I've worn this. Wear this only kind of watch.
They quit making it. We'd go on. We'd go nuts when this dies.
We would go when I was little. Calculators were old news by the time I was little. But he had one on his watch, and we'd go to people's houses, and he'd measure their house real fast. He'd draw it on a little notepad, their whole house, and then he'd go pew 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 pew. It'll be about this much dollars, and he would just make up this estimate like on a pocket calculator and a notepad. For like whole houses, like I'll carpet your whole house, tile this, do this, we'll transition here. It's a pattern match, so there's going to be some waste, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, $2,000. You know, whatever it is, whatever the number is, it's like, wow. I don't think anyone else has ever done that, so.
I don't think so. But also,
there's,
like,
there's a lot smarter people than me.
It sounds like, you know, carpet, though, like it's nobody's business, except yours.
I did it for a lot of years.
Yeah, well, that'll do it. Yeah, well, unless there's anything else you want to bring up, I think
that's a
yeah,
lot. That's
gonna be good. Thank you guys fun. So much for sitting down and talking with us. It was a lot of fun.
You're welcome.
Gotta thank Terry for making this happen. The Wusos podcast.
New episodes first Tuesday of every month, along with other things brought to you by Stuck on the Internet, my new company, quote unquote.
Stuck on the Internet?
Yep. We make other podcasts. This is one of them.
Yep. It's epoxied on.
Yeah. That's kind of, I've had to convince them of that. They're like, Wuso? It's a local thing. And they've come to really enjoy it, actually.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. There we go.
It doesn't suck.